In its new term that began on October 1, 2012, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments over whether to affirm the right of journalists and human rights organizations to challenge the constitutionality of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act Amendment Act, or FAA. The FISA Amendment Act authorizes the collection of a broad swath of public communications without a warrant, though not the intentional targeting of the communications of any particular U.S. person. As such, critics say, it jeopardizes freedom of communication with individuals abroad. At issue is whether the plaintiffs, represented by the American Civil Liberties Union, have the standing to bring the case. A lower court said they did not, but an appeals court said they did. It will be up to the Supreme Court to decide the case, which is captioned Amnesty and Others v. Clapper. The Electronic Privacy Information Center, EPIC, filed an amicus brief urging the court to affirm standing on grounds that the plaintiffs have established a reasonable concern about the security of their communication and that existing oversight mechanisms are inadequate. EPIC's amicus was co-signed by Stephen Aftergood from the Federation of American Scientists, among other technical experts and legal scholars. In total, 32 technical experts and legal scholars and 8 privacy and transparency organizations joined EPIC's Friend of the Court brief. At issue in Clapper is whether a group of journalists, attorneys, and nonprofit organizations can challenge the U.S. government's interception of their international communications. The Clapper case tests whether economic and professional costs related to the reasonable fear of being monitored under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act constitutes an injury sufficient to give the plaintiffs standing to challenge the law under Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution. The case also has broad implications for public oversight of surveillance activity. The plaintiffs in Clapper are challenging the current foreign intelligence surveillance system put into place by the FISA Amendments Act of 2008 after the exposure of the George W. Bush administration's warrantless wiretapping program. The plaintiffs originally argued that the current surveillance system allows the government to collect their private, international communications with clients, sources, and colleagues, thus forcing the plaintiffs to incur substantial monetary costs in order to maintain confidentiality. Government attorneys argued, meanwhile, that the plaintiffs had not sufficiently established that their communications had or would be collected under the FISA Amendment Acts. The U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeals sided with the plaintiffs in 2011, determining that the plaintiffs' fears were objectively reasonable given the imminent threat that their communications would be collected. The U.S. government subsequently appealed to the Supreme Court, which agreed to hear the case for the 2012 term. EPIC's amicus brief for the Supreme Court argues that the government's ability to collect Americans' international communications is nearly unbounded, and that the public may reasonably fear that their private communications will be collected under FISA due to the lack of adequate public reporting and oversight. The brief also points out that the oversight procedures included in the FISA Amendments Act are inadequate to protect private communications because they focus on targeting procedures that occur after collection, rather than limiting the collection of private communications in the first place. This threat to privacy is especially acute given the capabilities of the National Security Agency and the absence of meaningful oversight. Where enormous surveillance capabilities and blanket secrecy coexist, the public may reasonably fear the interception and collection of private communications. Furthermore, the current structure lacks significant public oversight and accountability. The public, the judiciary, but for the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, and almost all members of Congress are kept in the dark as to the most extensive electronic surveillance program undertaken by the U.S. government. While the DNI and Attorney General provide internal reporting requirements, none of this information is made available to the whole Congress or the public broadly, and thus no meaningful public oversight can occur. In order to maintain both security and privacy, the brief concludes, the government requires complementary tools that maximize efficiency. When the law gives new authority to conduct electronic surveillance, there should also be new means of oversight and accountability. The FISA Amendments Act fails this test. Oral argument in the case will take place before the Supreme Court on October 29, 2012. This program has been prepared with the information provided by the Federation of American Scientists Project on Government Secrecy and the Electronic Privacy Information Center. It has been produced by Radio Nice Corps with the collaboration of the International Human Rights Law Clinic at the American University Washington College of Law, and edited and post-produced at our studios in Belgium in October 2012.